I'm sorry. Do I need to explain myself further? What part about what I just said was unclear? You're suddenly not capable of producing words? I can't fucking believe this. I gave you clear instructions about what to do, and you're just gonna stand there. Did someone cut your tongue out? Should someone? Okay. Since I can't draw anything out of you that makes any sense this way, I suppose we just have to go through it together then. So, let's start from the beginning. What am I? That's right. I'm your boss's daughter, which means that I'm your boss. Unless he instructs you otherwise. You with me so far? Good boy. Now, what are you? Yes. Financially dependent on my family. That's right. Yes, good. You yourself are a part of a family entirely employed by us. And? Exactly. You are not in a position to negotiate your pathetic so-called boundaries. In plain English, you're mine. Good boy. And what else are you? My slave? Yes, good. My property to humiliate as I see fit? Perfect. My toy to deny pleasure and inflict pain on if I so choose? Exactly. See, now we're getting somewhere. That means, when I tell you to do something, you fucking do it without whining about it like a bitch. Do we have an agreement on that? What's that? I can't hear you. Yes, that's what I want to hear. Okay, moving on. What did I tell you to do just now? Yes, to put your collar and your little slave outfit on and follow me to my dad's fucking car. Also, since you just repeated that, we can rule out the possibility of you sincerely misunderstanding me. Now, repeat what you responded to me. Do it. That's right. Now say it again. Again. Again, bitch. Good. Okay. So, do you wish to repeat that word for me one more time? No? Really? Because just a minute ago, you sounded very eager to do exactly that. I see. So you no longer have an interest in making such a response to me at this moment? And how about tomorrow? And how about ever during all the time we'll spend together from this day on? Interesting how minds can change, don't you think? Now, I want to trust that you're a good boy and that your obedience and loyalty are still with me. But how can I do that when your mentality obviously can change on a whim? How? That's right. I can't, can I? And does all of this mean that I have to teach you a lesson? a valuable lesson from your mistress in life and knowing your place? You did not say no. Progress has been made. Now, slave, put the fucking collar on like I told you. Grab my bag and follow me to the goddamn car. Driver, get us into the city. Now, as you may have already concluded in your little head, the lesson you need to learn cannot be taught inside the walls of this mansion. Now, why would I want to take my own private little sex slave out into a public place? Do you have a guess? Could it be that I want to walk in the park with you? Or get your expertise on flowers in the botanical garden? No? So, what could my reason be for doing this then? You know what? I don't believe you. I think you do know the answer to my question. I think you're just afraid of it. And since I've grown tired of this little cat and mouse game with you, let me just spell it out for you. You see, I've noticed more and more lately how you leave your work at the end of your shift in a good mood. And I've pondered upon some possible reasons for this. See, I'm thinking that could be because you get to spend your time away from me in the city where no one knows the filthy things I make you do every day. And then, after thinking a bit more about it, I get this idea that you may also be excited to go home to your family, that you miss them. Am I right? Good. And now we have gotten to the very root of your problem. Because, you see, need I remind you what you are? No, I don't, do I? And that is precisely why I can't have you running around after your shift just forgetting all about that. You see, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you're using your time in the city to hide away from the fact that your ass belongs to me in the most literal of senses. And we can't have that now, can we? Good. I'm glad we communicate so well. Driver, stop the car. No, don't pull off to the side. I said, stop the car. Yes, in the middle of the road. Yes, blocking the traffic. Do I look stupid to you? Good. Now put the top down. Just like that. Now, stand the fuck up and wave to everyone while I put this chain on your collar. Do it. Stand up. Now. Or I'll slap the shit out of you and make you lose any chance to get a job in the city forever. Good boy. Now, pants off. Exactly, like that. Look who's learning fast. Now, jerk off. Yes, right here and now, in front of everyone. Jerk off with one hand and fucking wave to everyone with the other. And make sure they see your smiling, stupid face when you do it. What the fuck is wrong with you? Having trouble getting hard? Oh fuck, apparently I have to do everything around here. No, you stupid little slave boy. I will not take your disgusting cock in my mouth. I will help you out in the only way you deserve, by humiliating you further. Now, look at me. Don't look into my eyes, or I'll break your manhood like you can't imagine. Look down at my fucking tits. Keep waving with one hand and jerking off with the other, and stare at my tits. Do you like what you see? Huh? Do you like what you will never have? What you will never experience in your whole life because you're too much of a pathetic loser to ever get it? Are you worthy of worshipping me? No, you're not, are you? Are you worthy of licking my boots? That's right. Now keep fucking jerking off. Well, well. Look who's finally hard. What? Take the disgusting rod of living tissue inside me? Are you fucking kidding me? No, slave. Don't get this twisted. You don't get pleasure from this. You stay hard and edged. Don't dare come. And don't fucking dare going soft on me. Do you understand? Good. Driver, move slowly down the street, 3 blocks, and then turn right. Stop by the corner on the right side. No, don't move fast. Make sure you keep blocking the traffic when you do this. And keep the top down on the car. Now, open my bag, slave. What do you see? Yes, yes, it is a strap-on. No, I don't think you have the right perspective on this at all. You're not gonna touch me, nor put anything inside me. So, come again? Exactly. See? You have some brain cells up there after all. Now, put your fucking ass in the air for everyone to see. Did I tell you to stop jerking off? Do you remember what happens if you go soft? Good, I'm glad you agree. Now, since I'm such a nice person, I'm gonna be kind enough to spit into your asshole a bit before the real show starts. That's it. And now for the main event. Now, slave, I know this hurts, but you need to remember what happens if you go soft. So keep jerking that cock. We're almost at our destination. Meanwhile, I'm just gonna start touching myself so I can squirt out a nice lot of cum all over you. Here we are. Finally. Fuck. Do you recognize this place? Yeah. Of course you do. It's your fucking home. Oh, fuck. No. Tell your family to get the fuck out here. Right fucking now. I'm not shitting you. Now, I want you to look at this family. Fuck. And jerk off. And keep getting fucked in your pathetic little asshole. And just remember that this isn't really your family. Oh, fuck. Not anymore. You know who your real family is from now on? Huh? You know? Fucking say it. Who's your new daddy? Who is it? That's right. I'm your daddy. And your mommy. And your brothers. Fuck. And your whole fucking world. And from now on, they will all know it too. Now hold fucking still and look at them while I get ready to squirt all over you. That was real sweet, slave boy. Now wave goodbye to them, because you're coming back with me. And just remember to know your fucking place from now on, okay? Because if you don't, I'll parade you around this whole town like this. Every single day until you do. Driver, raise the top again and get us the fuck out of here.